Well, I mean, they're eighth position on the eighth on the ladder. Yeah, it'd be a big call to say they're going to win the flag for Mia, but I still think they're in that sort of window and that contention. The one of the things for me about Carlton, they just haven't got their best team out there at all.
I agree.
I mean, and I know you're not necessarily going to get it out there often, but they've been playing with what I would say, you know, 5 or 10% of their best team unavailable most weeks, and they've been really competitive. But now, I mean, Geelong beat them, yeah, not by a lot, 13 points, and obviously last week's game came down to the wire. Collingwood won by 6 points. So it's up until that stage, I thought they were playing as well as you could expect them to play.
Yep.
And, I still think they're better than eighth.
Mm.
That I would say confidently.
You know, it's interesting. I was revisiting your comments with Lloydie post-game last year after they lost to Sydney, and you made the point that I just think that they rely on Curnow and Mackay too much. And then, funnily enough, the second half of the season, they found different avenues to goal and they became better. And I was listening, I forget who, it was on the weekend after one of the games, to someone critiquing Carlton, who said something similar to you, Lee, but it was more that they're too one-dimensional, that they only go long to Mackay and Curnow. And I thought to myself as I was driving, I understand the criticism, but gee, it's a little unfair because their best third tall Silvani is unavailable with injury. Their best medium forward, Jack Martin, is unavailable. And their best small forward in Motlop is unavailable. So when you've got two guys who are 200 centimetres that have both won a Coleman each, of course you're going to look one-dimensional when they're your two main guys and everyone else is injured.
But what I would say about both Curnow and Mackay, every mark they get in a genuine contest.
Yeah, they don't get a lot of lead-up, hit-up marks. Yeah, that's true.
They can't drop off their opponents. Now, I mean, it was really noticeable to me last Friday night. The first five centre bounces, Carlton might have got them. And they ran forward into the front half of the centre square and then just kicked the ball in the air.
Mm.
Now, that's partly because I'm not sure, as good as they are, they're still at the top of the tree of those goal kickers, Curnow and Mackay, but they don't necessarily, in that forward arc, get into space. I mean, when they're playing De Koning up there, well, now you've got three big forwards. Now, the ball can come out quickly too. That's the sort of the downside of it. But I wonder, Charlie Curnow, who's a wonderful player, but does he think he's good in the one-on-one wrestle? I think he's much better if he can somehow disengage from the wrestle and jump at the footy.
Totally.
Now, I don't know whether he thinks that, because for me, he doesn't disengage from the wrestle all that often, or he does maybe two or three times a game, and when he jumps into the mark, when he launches at the marking contest, then that's when he's going to be at his very best. But it's, you know, I always think that they are dependent on the two big guys to kick the majority of the score. At that, remember, I always have a bit of fun and say, what did the others kick?
Yeah.
Like, can the others, apart from Curnow and Mackay, kick 10 goals on a good day? You know, so that means they probably get to 15 because, you know, Curnow and Mackay normally get 5 or 6 between them. But as you just pointed out, there might be some missing talent that would be better if they were in at the same time. Like, they'd be much better with runoff defence if Saad was there, because he's their he's their ball carrier. He's their one ball carrier, to be honest. He's the one Carlton player who you can imagine grabbing the ball and taking off with it.
Breaks lines, yep.
Like, Collingwood had Dacos, they had Crisp. On a good day, they'll have Degoe. So they got some great ball winners, but they don't run away from congestion as much as, and Saad, therefore, is critical for Carlton because he's one player who does that.